Maybe not. Lutus had hundreds of large forests scattered all over its surface, in the vast sections of empty land that stood between the thousands of school campuses. Some of these forests were enormous, covering dozens of square miles. Most students never even set foot inside them because there was nothing of interest to do or see there. Like its fields and rivers and lakes, Lutus's forests were just computer-generated landscaping, placed there to fill up the empty space. Of course, during my avatar's long stay on Lutus, I'd explored a few of the forests within walking distance of my school, out of boredom. But all they contained were thousands of randomly generated trees and the occasional bird, rabbit, or squirrel. These tiny creatures weren't worth any experience points if you killed them. I'd checked. So, it was entirely possible that somewhere, hidden in one of Lutus's large, unexplored patches of forest land, there was a small, stone-covered hill that resembled a human skull. I tried pulling up a map of Lutus on my display, but I couldn't. The system wouldn't let me because class was still in session. The hack I used to access books in the school's online library didn't work for the Oasis Atlas software. Shit! I blurted out in frustration. The classroom conduct software filtered this out, so neither Ms. Rank nor my classmates heard it. But another warning flashed on my display. Profanity muted. Misconduct warning. I looked at the time on my display. Exactly 17 minutes and 20 seconds left until the end of the school day. I sat there with clenched teeth and counted off each second, my mind still racing. Lutus was an inconspicuous world in Sector 1. There wasn't supposed to be anything but schools here, so this was the last place a Gunter would think to look for the Copper Key. It was definitely the last place I had ever thought to look, and that alone proved it was a perfect hiding place. But why would Halliday have chosen to hide the Copper Key here? Unless he'd wanted a school kid to find it. I was still reeling from the implications of that thought when the bell finally rang. Around me, the other students began to file out of the room or vanish in their seats. Ms. Rank's avatar also disappeared, and in moments, I was all alone in the classroom. I pulled up a map of Lutus on my display. It appeared as a three-dimensional globe floating in front of me, and I gave it a spin with my hand. Lutus was a relatively small planet by Oasis standards, about a third the size of Earth's moon, with a circumference of exactly 1,000 kilometers. A single contiguous continent covered the surface. There were no oceans, just a few dozen large lakes placed here and there. Since Oasis planets weren't real, they didn't have to obey the laws of nature. On Lutus, it was perpetually daytime, regardless of where you stood on the surface, and the sky was always a perfect cloudless blue. The stationary sun that hung overhead was nothing but a virtual light source, programmed into the imaginary sky. On the map, the school campuses appeared as thousands of identical numbered rectangles dotting the planet's surface. They were separated by rolling green fields, rivers, mountain ranges, and forests. The forests were of all shapes and sizes, and many of them bordered one of the schools. Next to the map, I pulled up the Tomb of Horrors module. Near the front, it contained a crude illustration of the hill concealing the tomb. I took a screenshot of this illustration and placed it in the corner of my display. I frantically searched my favorite wares sites until I found a high-end image recognition plugin for the Oasis Atlas. Once I downloaded the software via GunTorrent, it took me a few more minutes to figure out how to make it scan the entire surface of Lutus for a hill with large black stones arranged in a skull-like pattern. One with a size, shape, and appearance that matched the illustration from the Tomb of Horrors module. After about 10 minutes of searching, the software highlighted a possible match. I held my breath as I placed the close-up image from the Lutus map beside the illustration from the D&D module. The shape of the hill and the skull pattern of the stones both matched the illustration perfectly. I decreased the magnification on the map a bit, then pulled back far enough to confirm that the northern edge of the hill ended in a cliff of sand and crumbling gravel, just like in the original Dungeons & Dragons module. I let out a triumphant yell that echoed in the empty classroom and bounced off the walls of my tiny hideout. I'd done it. I'd actually found the Tomb of Horrors. When I finally managed to calm down, I did some quick calculations. The hill was near the center of a large amoeba-shaped forest located on the opposite side of Ludus, over 400 kilometers from my school.